Hi, this is Sherry Kerman of Norman Dowler, the law firm you can trust to get it right, proudly representing the people of Ventura County honestly, ethically, and with great integrity for over 50 years. Norman Dowler is among the preeminent law firms in Ventura County and has a team of dedicated professionals who consistently exceed the expectations of our clients. Legal matters are no laughing matter. When you're faced with a legal crisis, you want the best representation. Norman Dowler, 654-0911 or visit normandowler.com.
The Ventura County Healthcare Agency is proud to provide quality, cost-effective, culturally sensitive healthcare for all of Ventura County. In addition to Ventura County Healthcare Agency's two hospitals, Ventura County Medical Center and Santa Paula Hospital, the agency has 26 ambulatory care and specialty clinics, and the Ventura County Healthcare Agency provides services to every community of our county. In addition to the 50 community-based service locations, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers home visits and comprehensive care. Dedicated to education, prevention, specialty mental health, and acute care services, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency strives to ensure the health and well-being of all Ventura County residents, so you and your family can be well. For more information about all of the services the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers, call 677-5272. That's 677-5272. The Ventura County Healthcare Agency, 677-5272.
Oh, will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Gray Matters, brought to you by the law offices of Norman Dowler. And now, your host, Sherry Kerman.
And welcome, everybody, to another spectacular episode of Gray Matters. This is Sherry Kerman, and I am sitting in the studio today with my good friend, Mary Shay.
Hi, Sherry. Thanks for inviting me back.
Well, thank you for coming back. It's always fun when you're here.
It is fun.
It is, and we have a great show today. We've got some great stuff. We have a few guests. We're going to first talk with Catherine Rayleigh of HICAP, who's also in the studio right now. Good morning, good afternoon, I guess, is noon, so it's kind of, I don't know what we say anymore. And then Mary and I are going to chat for just a little bit, and then we're going to have a few minutes at the end to talk with one of our great sponsors, the Ventura Townhouse. They're a new sponsor. They've just come on supporting this super show, and we're going to start to learn a little bit about them.
Excellent.
I know, it should be great. So Catherine is from HICAP, and I'm going to let you go ahead and explain what the initials stand for.
Sure. Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program.
And what does that mean?
What does that mean? It is an acronym, and it is from the California State Department of Aging. We are funded through the Older Americans Act of Center of Medicare and Medicaid Services. It's a volunteer program, and throughout the nation, we're called SHIPS, State Health Insurance Program.
SHIPS. Like passing in the night.
Right.
Okay.
But, yeah, like passing in the night. But if your state puts more money into the program, they can rename it.
And California put more money into the program.
So we are called HICAP.
And thought HICAP was better than SHIPS.
And it is, because we also do deal with some employer group and other things, so we're just not straight Medicare and Medicare products.
Okay.
So, you know, it does lead a little more credence of to what broaden our scope.
Okay, great.
So how does someone set up an appointment, and who can set up an appointment with you?
Anybody can set an appointment with us. We are not age specific, even though our basic program is for the Medicare, pre-Medicare, Medicare disabled, but we also do long-term care counseling, which we encourage people in their 40s to start looking at. A lot of adult children need to talk about their parents and things, so we don't turn anyone away. And you know, there's a good age group out there of say 40s to 64 that don't know where to turn. Maybe they've lost their jobs, they don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
We also counsel them, and sometimes we know where the programs are that they can tap into.
Right.
So we don't turn people away.
So if, let's say, a 40-something-year-old person wants to come in and figure out what that individual's options are for insurance, we could set up an appointment with your agency.
Sure.
And we can get advice and counseling from you.
Yes. Okay. Now, the one thing we can't do is we cannot sell.
Right.
And we're free and unbiased. So we can give them all the tools. We can do comparisons and lead them down the path. But it is their decisions.
Fantastic. What if an adult child has a parent that they're taking care of, or a caregiver sees that the senior needs some assistance with their insurance issues? Can that caregiver or adult child go in and set up an appointment without the senior to get some advice?
Yes, they can. We have that on an all the time. That happens. And a lot of times our parents, or their even maybe grandparents, are in the hospital, maybe in ICU. Mm-hmm. And boy, they're coming right over to us because they've got some major decisions to make.
Right.
And so we would never turn them around. We make room for them so that we can give them the information that they may need on what the insurance they have and different things,
or what their options
are going, mm-hmm. maybe to skilled nursing, telling them about the QIO, all kinds of things. So we're always there. And I get a lot of calls on Fridays and Saturdays.
So someone could actually call in and ask questions, or do you prefer
they
come
in?
Okay.
You know, a lot of times it's time element. We would prefer that they come in. But if they're up against that clock, mm-hmm. we do it on the telephone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I can tell you from personal experience, because Catherine and I have worked together on a case. It's an incredible service. I mean, it really is. And Catherine was super. And we were about as under the gun as one could get, because of when we found out what we needed to do.
Yeah.
We had hours, and that was it. That was our window. And Catherine was great, and we did it.
Well, it's good to know that people of all ages can take advantage of this, because I was under the impression for a while that this was primarily to help with seniors and you know, the Medicare issues.
Right.
But it's much more expansive than
that. It is. And I think with the new healthcare reform, there's going to be some things that come out.
Okay.
And SHIPs may be more involved in that aspect as it gets out there.
Right.
So, you know, I think our whole organization may be going out into a broader avenue, but we learned a long time ago in our agency that we're there to take care of our county people.
And that's
excellent.
Great.
How many different locations do you have where people can actually go in and see you?
Well, we have counseling sites in every city.
Okay.
And we do multiple counseling in most all the cities. But if it's a time crunch, most of the time they're going to have to come to Ventura to our main office, because we have staff and we have other volunteers that are there that can take care of it. Or if we can do it on the phone, we will do it on the phone.
And how can they reach you, Catherine?
1-800-434-0222. And that's toll free.
Right.
And if they're in Ventura County, they will get us. But if they're calling, say, in LA County, they're going to get the LA HICA.
So that's the number for anybody in California, in the state of California. Anybody can call 800-434-0222. That'll hook you up with the closest
HICAP
to you. But if they want to call specifically your office,
that would be 805-477-7310.
Okay.
It is the same number, though.
It is the same number?
Yeah.
Right, but if they're here,
then
the 800 number is going to get them to you.
Right.
But if they're in Alameda, the 800 number is not going to necessarily get them to you.
Exactly, and we get a lot of calls. Like right now, we're working with someone from Pennsylvania, I think it is. And their loved ones are moving out.
Right.
And so then they want our regular phone number.
Right, because they want to make sure they get your office.
Right.
Catherine, what type of advice do you give to individuals that come in to see you that are low-income individuals that don't really have a lot of money to purchase various insurance plans?
Well, you know, we have created a really good handout for all of our counselors.
Oh, fabulous.
So when a low-income person comes, if it's this amount of income with this amount of assets, they could maybe get Lynette, they could maybe get food stamps or CalFresh
right.
Now. We have everything there to where they can go.
Okay.
We also will help them get on low-income subsidy for Medicare Part D prescription drug.
Right.
We will help them sign them up for Medi-Cal.
Okay.
We know the programs in Medi-Cal. Maybe they're a Medicare disabled, so they could maybe be on the working 250% program. And most of our Medicare disabled don't know about that. And
right.
That's a really valuable tool, because they're getting everything for maybe a premium of $20. They're getting their Part A, Part B,
wow.
paid for, copays, deductibles, and low-income subsidy.
What's that called again?
It's the working 250% disabled program for Medicare disability. So that means you would be on Medicare and it goes up to 64.
Okay.
Wow.
Age 64.
Age 64, right. Yes.
And you mentioned you have a brochure with all this information.
It's not a brochure. Oh, okay. It's really an internal handout for all of our volunteers.
For them to be able to look right. and say, okay, this is what your situation is. Bloop, 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 boom. These are the benefits that are available.
The thing that we have to know is, are they married? Are they single? What is their income? What is their asset? And, you know, a lot of our Medicare beneficiaries and our audience don't want that. Mm-hmm. But if we have it, that's how we can help them. We're not out there to hurt them. We're out there to get anything that they can qualify for.
And, you know, you mentioned something just a second ago about volunteers, because really the HICAP office is mostly staffed with volunteers.
Yes, I have about 33.
Wow.
We need a lot more volunteers because of the baby boomers. We're mm-hmm. seeing huge influxes. Mm-hmm. And we need a lot of Spanish speaking. We have two. And they have improved the program 100%.
That's great.
In Spanish, but we need more.
And if someone's interested in becoming a volunteer, what does that entail?
Just call me.
The 805 number.
805.
Okay.
And, you know, it doesn't, you can be a housewife, you could be totally educated. It takes all kinds. There is a fit for everyone.
Okay.
And we really
And you
do
provide the training so that the volunteers know mm-hmm. what they're doing when they start to go out in the field.
I am a trainer from Medicare.
Okay. That's phenomenal. So 805-477-7310. This number will get you to Catherine in our office if you either are in need of services or have questions about services, or if you're interested in finding out more about volunteers. And Catherine, you're absolutely right. With the baby boomers moving up, every aspect of senior care or elder care or whatever you want to call it is going to be impacted by the baby boomers, and we're going to need more of everything.
Yeah, right. Because mostly a lot of them don't know whether to keep their retiree, or they may be having to keep working, and how does this all work? I've got my Medicare now. I'm turning 65.
Right.
What do I do?
Right.
And a lot of times employer groups really don't know all the rules, regulations, and everything. And so we sit them down and we really put them through all the options and everything so that they have a clear decision of what they're going to do and everything, so that they can do it right and everything.
And my guess is if you go through the volunteer training program and you become a volunteer, you're really going to understand it.
Yes.
And that's going to be a huge help to you personally. So if you're in the age group or you're getting close to that age group where that may be an issue for you, what a great way to learn what's out there and be able to give back and help explain it to other people.
And it's very rewarding. You know, we have volunteers that have been there 19 years, 15 years, and a lot of them in the 10 and 11 years, and newer
fantastic.
Ones, you know. But they and they all have formed their family, you
exactly,
know.
Exactly, exactly.
And so they really help each other out and what have you. I just love the network of what they do, and they will do anything for their clients.
That's amazing.
Wonderful.
Do you have a website?
Yes, we do.
And what is that?
It's www.medicareroute66.com.
I love it.
It is kind of predicated after the Burma Shave ad, so it has the 50s flavor. But there is information from 40s on up to
Perfect.
The end of life.
Perfect.
Excellent.
So medicareroute66.com. And we will post that also on our website, which is graymattersradio.com. We'll get all this information out too. In our last couple of minutes here, I know there's some changes in the enrollment dates, because I learned from personal experience, man, if that enrollment doesn't happen when it's supposed to happen,
penalty.
Oh, whoa, you just have nothing.
Yeah.
You're done.
Mm.
And so it's really important to know when your enrollment date period is, so that you don't do what happened in our situation, Catherine, which was truly 6 hours before the deadline. Catherine and I are on the phone for a client trying to get Medicare set up.
When we were doing that, one question would lead to another question.
Yeah,
we had to have every every information, so we did it right.
Right.
But we did it. We,
and
did,
we
it,
did it.
And we got it done.
Right.
And, and that's what I pride our organization in doing.
Yeah.
I've done 8 appeals in the last 3 weeks, and we've won every one of them for our clients.
Wow. Spectacular.
Wow.
You know, I mean,
right.
Because
Medicare comes back and says, no, we don't want to pay, and you say, yes, you should.
It's really usually the Medicare Part D plans, mm-hmm. or the Medicare Advantage.
Okay.
Straight Medicare, you don't usually have the problem.
Okay.
But the other, yes, parts, you know, and everything. And I really look at all of those, and I really will go to bat.
Right.
And even when they come back and they say no, I say, no,
we're going to do it. That's super.
And I belong to our national built-in client tracking module to where I have more access.
Perfect.
To do that. So, you know, please call us if you have a problem.
Absolutely.
So you give advice, you advocate on behalf of people. Mm-hmm. Do you also, once a decision is made and the options are provided, a decision is made, do you also assist the individual in filling out the necessary paperwork and applications?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, we do.
Wow. I love it.
Full stop.
Oh, shopping. Yeah, full stop shopping. So what's going on with the annual election enrollment dates?
Well, it's going to be changing to October 15th, mm-hmm. through December 7th. It will no longer be November 15th through December 31st.
So that's great. Oh, okay, so we have 2 more weeks. It moved up a month, but it closes 2-3 weeks earlier.
Right.
Why?
Actually, I asked for that.
Okay.
At a national policy I sit on, because, you know, when it goes to the 31st, the next day they're on, whatever it is. But
right.
The plans usually take 2 months to catch up.
Oh, so you're trying to get them on it so there's less of a lag.
Right.
Perfect.
You know, and also, holidays are a busy time.
Right.
And we have not had holidays in the ship world or the HMO world or anybody in 7 years.
So now you can have a little holiday.
We can have, you know, and I think.
Well deserved.
I know, I was going to say, Catherine, and you deserve it.
Well, you know, it's better for the client.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
But what we're really worried about, the clients will not.
They won't know. They're going to call you on December 8th and say, I'm ready to enroll.
Yeah, or, you know, and so we're really going out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're loving to do education.
Perfect.
We will not know the new material for the new year until October 1st, though.
Okay.
They're delaying it.
Okay.
But, you know.
But everyone can be ready to go. They still know that October. You'll have it 2 weeks before the enrollment period
opens. We will. They can send Part D worksheets in. We can do a lot. So they should give us a call and see what they should do, because there's a lot of pre-work they need to do.
Perfect.
Oh, okay.
We're out of time.
Oh,
I know.
This is great seeing you and speaking with you again.
Both of you.
Absolutely, Catherine. Thanks so much for coming in, and we'll get this information out. What a great organization, and boy, they are lucky to have
you
at their helm.
So much.
Thank you so much.
Well, I thank you, and I listen to Gray Matters every week.
Yay!
And I know a lot of our clients are hearing it.
Good.
They
perfect.
Say it.
Good.
So,
great.
You know,
great.
We have wonderful KVTA listeners. That's
perfect,
all I can say.
Perfect.
Thank you.
We are going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, Mary and I are going to talk about some pretty important, more important stuff. It's an important day. So this is Sherry, and we'll see you in just a moment on Gray Matters.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
The Ventura County Healthcare Agency is proud to provide quality, cost-effective, culturally sensitive healthcare for all of Ventura County. In addition to Ventura County Healthcare Agency's 2 hospitals, Ventura County Medical Center and Santa Paula Hospital, the agency has 26 ambulatory care and specialty clinics. And the Ventura County Healthcare Agency provides services to every community of our county. In addition to the 50 community-based service locations, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers home visits and comprehensive care. Dedicated to education, prevention, specialty mental health, and acute care services, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency strives to ensure the health and well-being of all Ventura County residents, so you and your family can be well. For more information about all of the services the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers, call 677-5272. That's 677-5272. The Ventura County Healthcare Agency, 677-5272.
When you're considering a reverse mortgage, at Wells Fargo, we're with you.
If you're a homeowner at least 62 years of age, a reverse mortgage may help you convert your home equity to tax-free loan proceeds. Contact a reverse mortgage consultant today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Consult a tax advisor. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., is an equal housing lender. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
For more information and to find out how a reverse mortgage could benefit you, call 866-398-5638. That's 866-398-5638.
When you need legal representation, having the right team to represent you is crucial. Since 1958, Norman Dowler has helped thousands of clients with their legal matters in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Whether your case is personal injury, estate planning, probate, employment or business law, civil litigation, real estate, or family law, the attorneys at Norman Dowler offer years of expertise and knowledge. If you find yourself in need of legal representation, call Norman Dowler at 654-0911 or visit normandowler.com. The Law Office of Norman Dowler, providing legal excellence you can trust since 1958.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
And now back to Gray Matters with your host, Sherry Kerman of Norman Dowler.
This is Sherry back here on Gray Matters with Mary.
Hello, Sherry.
Hello. That was great. You know, every time I talk to Catherine, what an amazing wealth of knowledge she is.
And the service that they provide is spectacular, and it's for free.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm telling you, I mean, I know I said it in the last segment, but I'm going to say it again. I had a case that I had to work on with Catherine, and I kid you not, 6 hours we had. And that's like before midnight. I mean, that's amazing. Midnight was our deadline. And we're on the phone at 9 o'clock at night going back and forth. She's asking me questions. And of course, every question, every answer leads to that. And darned if she did it. I mean, she did it. It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really, it was stressful, but it was very right. pleasant, you know, working with Catherine her. Because mm-hmm. she knows the product so well, explained to me what different options were. And when I was almost in tears going, I don't understand. Okay, let me tell you again. And then I could help make the right decision.
Well, you know, it's amazing because since I've become familiar with the agency, I try to let people know of its existence. And so many people are completely unaware that they exist.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Hopefully more and more people will realize they're there to help.
Yes.
It's for free. It's fabulous. So
yeah,
I'm glad.
And
she
volunteers
was on.
Too, because they really need more volunteers. So the word needs to get out, not just for people who can use the services, but for
right.
people who are willing to do some giving back.
Yeah.
And volunteer and help get the information out.
Exactly. Exactly.
So Mary, what are we going to talk about?
What's on my
about?
Mind
what's
today?
What's on your mind today,
well,
Mary?
Well, let me tell you a little story. Yesterday, I went out to a facility. Won't tell you which one.
Okay.
But I was chatting with the social worker out there, and she was sharing some interesting stories with me. And come to find out, many skilled nursing facilities and hospitals, for that matter, run into situations where they have a patient that actually has an advanced healthcare directive. However,
I'm going to stop you really fast because I think everybody needs to know really who you are.
Oh.
Mary Shea, I know who you are, but I'm not sure anybody else does. Mary Shea is a public defender in Ventura County, a senior deputy public defender. Mary's assignment has been for as long as I've known Mary, has been working in the probate courts, working with conservatees, so people who can't care for themselves anymore, either financially and or for their personal matters. For some reason, the court system needs to get involved and appoint someone to take care of them. Mary's job is to represent that person receiving the care legally. She's the attorney.
Correct.
And Mary is an incredible asset to our community and our county. We're so fortunate to have Mary here.
Thank you.
It is always a blessing to have Mary involved in a case. And you're the other PDs that work with you, but Mary's the one. Mary, we always have Mary, and then we have somebody who seems to rotate in and out every couple of years, and they're always phenomenal as well. But Mary is kind of our little cornerstone,
stable,
and And I can't say enough good things about Mary,
well,
who
thank
is
you so much,
my
Sherry.
Personal friend, but also I have such respect for you professionally as well, what you do and how well you do it.
Well, thank you.
Okay, go ahead. Keep telling your story.
Well, thank you for that introduction. And because of what I do, I do get to go out to many facilities and board and cares and private residences. But yesterday really kind of highlighted this particular issue for me. And I didn't realize that this was really going on as much as it seems to be. And that is when people have an advanced health care directive, this illegal document wherein they describe what they want done to them or not done to them in the event they become incapacitated.
Right. End of life decisions, prolongation of life, all those kinds of things.
And in this document, they designate or select an individual called their agent to make those decisions on their behalf. Well, unbeknownst to me, or surprisingly to me, I learned that, you know, facilities deal with this issue time and time again, wherein an individual patient has an advanced health care directive, but the agent isn't following the wishes. And I was stunned to hear that. I don't know why, but naive, I guess. And in fact, there was one patient that they had that the doctor had a long-standing relationship with, had discussed these end-of-life decisions
and
knew absolutely unequivocally what this patient wanted. Well, the agent wasn't wanting to follow through with the wishes of that patient. And I give so much credit to this doctor. This doctor resigned from the case. He refused to do what was contrary to his patient's wishes. But the unfortunate thing was is that this agent followed through and found another doctor
who would do what
the agent wanted.
Right.
And so I took that opportunity to educate the social worker and let the social worker know that that individual's wishes must always be followed. The agent does not have the authority to change the document in any way, to change what those wishes are. Mm-hmm. If the agent does not want to follow the wishes of the principal, they need to resign.
Yes.
But they cannot tell a healthcare provider to do anything other than what is written in that document. And what the facilities and doctors and hospitals need to know is there is a remedy for them. They do not have to be bullied, because I think this happens.
Yes.
You know, family members are losing a loved one or fearful of losing a loved one, and they might be in denial, or they don't want to accept it, so they want everything done. That's understood from an emotional level.
Right.
However, these facilities and professionals need to know there's a remedy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a petition that can be filed with the probate court.
And the facility or the doctor and or the doctor can be the
absolutely.
Filer.
Absolutely. And what's really great about this petition is that any interested party.
So anyone who thinks, hey, this healthcare directive is not being followed.
Exactly.
I'm not happy with this because I think this person's wishes aren't being followed.
Exactly. And they can file a petition with the court, and they can do many things. They can have the court order the agent to follow the directives.
Okay.
They can ask the court to remove the agent if the agent just simply refuses for whatever reasons. The court can appoint a different agent. So there's a number of remedies. So no facility, no doctor, no hospital has to feel hostage by a loved one or family member of the patient feeling like they have to do what that family member is asking for.
Right. And I want to just jump in here because one of the questions that I get asked all the time in my estate planning practice when I'm talking about addressing the healthcare directive with the clients. What's funny is how many times the clients say to me, well, I'm afraid to say I don't want my life prolonged because I'm concerned that the doctor is going to pull the plug too fast. And what I tell them is the doctor's not the one making the decision, the family member is, the agent is. So the doctor is only going to do what they're told to do. They won't look at the document and say, oh, time to let Joe go. They're going to look at the document and they're going to have a conversation with the agent saying, you know, the document says they don't want life prolonged. They're not coming out of this coma. I think this may be time to be making some decisions.
Right.
And so you're seeing that right there. Unfortunately, you're seeing it in a problematic situation because you're not seeing a rogue doctor. You're seeing an agent who won't give the doctor the direction that the doctor knows needs to happen. So understand, there it is. The doctor won't do it without somebody telling them to do it.
Right. And what's important that the professionals know and the doctors know is that an agent might be telling them what to do, but they need to look at the document to see that what they're being told is consistent with their patient's
right, that's
wishes.
That's the flip side of it is that you need, everybody needs to be looking at the document. And we also talk a lot about picking an agent, and here's the perfect example of why. Do not pick your spouse just because they're your spouse. Don't pick your kid just because they're your kid. If you know that you do not want your life prolonged, but you know that your spouse or your child or whoever it is that you're naming is not going to be able to let you go, don't name them.
Right.
It's not fair to you. It's not fair to them, because you're putting them in a very difficult, uncomfortable situation, and they may do what you're seeing, which is just simply
do what
refuse
they want.
What they want.
Right.
And healthcare is all about it. And the advanced healthcare directives are all about your decisions.
Exactly.
Your desires, your decisions. There's a book out there called The Compassionate The Caregiver's Path to Compassionate Decision Making. Vicki Kind. It's on the website of graymattersradio.com, or you can go to kindethics.com. And it is a super book. It's not difficult to read. Vicki Kind, through her personal experience and what she does professionally now, goes through and talks about what are the things that you need to know to be a compassionate decision maker.
Right.
And it's all based on stepping out of what you want and into the shoes of the person for whom you're making decisions. And what do you need to know so that you can make the decision they would make if they were able to do it? And what happens if you don't? And this is, or if you're not able to, and that's another component of it. The more you learn about what someone wants, you may reach a point where you say, I'm not sure I could do that.
Right.
And at that point, step back, step down.
And that's why I think it is so important for the person who's creating an advanced healthcare directive to talk to the person that they're selecting as their agent.
Yes.
And go over every wish and make sure that this is the appropriate selection for that individual and that they can follow through with their wishes. So many people are afraid, understandably so, afraid to talk about these issues. They're afraid to talk about end of life. They're afraid to even acknowledge that someday that we're all heading there.
And yeah, no one's got out of life alive.
Exactly. And one of the stories that was shared with me yesterday was that, a family member brought their parent into the facility. This person happened to be 97 years old. And the social worker was asking questions about, future plans and burial stuff.
Right.
And the family member just kind of broke down and said, I can't go there. I can't talk about that. And I'm sitting there thinking, but your parent's 97 years old.
Right.
These are facts of life. And we need not put our head in the sand and ignore them, because
it doesn't make him go away.
No, it doesn't make him go away.
Not
and
at
it,
all.
And it certainly doesn't do your loved one any good if you're not following what their wishes are.
Correct.
So I think we all, as the children of the seniors, we need to stand strong, and we need to recognize the inevitable, and we need to have these conversations with our parents and our loved ones, so that everybody can have their last chapter the way it should be.
Right. And if we're not going to be able to do what they want, we need to be big enough to say,
exactly,
I respect that. I'm not going to be able to do it. We need to put somebody else. We need to pick someone else.
Yeah.
There's a website out there as well. I talk about all the time, gowish.org.
Oh.
And in terms of getting a conversation going and learning a little bit about what you would want and your loved ones would want, you can. It's a kind of a card game, but you can play it online for free. As a deck of cards that have things like, I want to be at home, I don't want to be in pain, I want clergy, I want my friends, all just a whole.
Makes you think about it.
It's a whole deck of cards of issues. And you flip the card over, and then it goes in one of three piles. One pile being, this is very important to me. One pile saying, whatever, doesn't matter so much. And then one pile being, no way, no how. And Vicki talks about it in her book as well, because she advocates everyone, and I do too now. I tell every one of my clients to play this online, because I did it, and I surprised myself where some cards went. And how things I hadn't thought about, but the minute I flipped over the card, I knew exactly where which pile it needed to be in.
Very interesting.
And if you play it with your family or your decision maker, I'm not going to necessarily say family because it may not be, but if you play this with your family and or decision maker, they will get tremendous insight into what you want, and it will spark conversation. Here's an example of life prolongation, too, that people don't think about. Someone has end-stage Alzheimer's, and they develop pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor says, I can give them antibiotics, and they'll keep living.
Right.
But they're essentially almost comatose at this time from the Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
Or I cannot give antibiotics, and either they will fight it off themselves or they won't.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? I mean, those are questions that we need to ask.
Right.
The people for whom we're going to make decisions, because that's one no one ever thinks about.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
But that's a really valid one.
Absolutely.
And what would you want if you were the one with that end stage Alzheimer's? Would you want the antibiotics and carry on, or would you not? And would you say, you know what, at that point, que sera, sera.
Right. And the beauty about these advanced healthcare directives is they can be as detailed as you want them
to be. They absolutely can.
It's not just simply, you don't have to just check the boxes.
No.
You can be very specific and give just that exact example that you gave right now that you would or would not want.
Oh,
that.
Yes.
So that's the beauty of those
documents. I had a client come in one time with a page and a half single space typed. It was guidance kind of direction. Every word went in.
Wow.
And I recently had a client who came who had played the GoWish.org and then printed out the cards.
Excellent.
Printed out the results.
Excellent.
And we just attached it as an attachment to the healthcare directive.
Great.
Because there it is right there for someone to look at and get a sense of what they want.
Right. Let me tell the listeners what could happen if you don't have one of these documents and you have a conflict within the family.
Because you and I know.
We know. We've been down that road, and it's not pretty. It's not pretty for anybody involved, and you could end up in protracted litigation and investigation, interviewing every family member, every friend, every coworker, every neighbor to try to find out and discern what this ill person would have wanted in order to best assist the court in making the ultimate decision, prolonged life or not prolonged life.
Right, because if you don't have it in place correctly yourself and you've got some problems, then it's the judge who's going to make the
decision. Exactly.
The judge is going to make the decision. Lovely man, wonderful man.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily want him making my end of life decisions. I want someone that I choose.
Right. And one particular case that I tried, it was an incredible tragedy for the entire family. And had this gentleman spoken to his family about what his wishes were, we probably would not have ended up where we did.
Right.
And it was a very painful process
for
everybody.
Well, just think
involved.
About Terri Schiavo. If we all remember Terri Schiavo,
exactly.
I mean, I tell all my clients, if she had had a healthcare directive written down,
that's right,
no one would know who she was, because
the wind
would have been taken right out of the sails.
Exactly.
Because we would have seen in writing, did she want her life prolonged or not?
Exactly.
And because of that, because she didn't have one, and I know she was 25 when she when her heart stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I know she was 25, and a lot of people at that age
don't think about it. Right.
But you know, people laugh at me all the time, but honestly, when you on your 18th birthday, you should have a healthcare directive and a financial power of attorney.
Yeah.
Period. I mean, they're not that difficult. They're not that expensive to put together. They're not that difficult to put together. I would recommend you not try to do it yourself, because if you do it wrong, it can be worse. It could be ambiguous or it could be wrong. I mean, I've seen people put the wrong place, wrong names in the wrong lines because they didn't understand what the line was for.
Right.
But get it done. They're not that expensive to do. And then you know and update them and review them, right. And you know that you're going to have that you're that much further to
exactly.
making sure
so,
it's all done.
So
right.
It's twofold. It gets the individual's wishes known, and it also helps protect the family.
Yes.
And the third parties providing care and treatment.
Yes.
So it's very valuable.
Yes.
And you know, the point of this whole conversation today is just to let people know that if someone has expressed what their wishes are in an advanced healthcare directive, there are remedies and means wherein those wishes can be enforced if an agent is not following
and
through.
And that's
with
a
that.
Really important piece of the puzzle. So if you are aware that somebody's wishes are not being fulfilled and they're not being followed, you don't have to be a family member, you don't have to be involved in any way other than the knowledge that it's not being followed, you can file this petition.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And make sure that this person's end of life and healthcare wishes are being honored, because
correct.
That's, you know, it's funny, when we do an estate plan, the bulk of the documents deal with money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the trust deals with the finances,
right.
And the power of attorney deals with money, and the will really is dealing with money. I mean,
stuff.
It's dealing with assets.
Mm-hmm.
It's dealing with stuff of monetary value.
Right.
And the only document in the whole plan out of 8 or 9 that deals with healthcare wish, there's only one that deals with
right.
healthcare wishes. And I always tell my clients when we get to that document, this is the single most important document
exactly.
in your plan. The rest of it, at the end of the day, it's
right.
money, whatever.
Right.
I mean,
right.
we want it to be right, and we want it to be done right, and we want your wishes to be followed, but it's money.
Mm-hmm.
This is your end of life.
Right. This is your body, your person.
This is your body. This is your person. This is how you're going to be cared for, where you're going to be cared for,
mm-hmm.
what decisions are going to be made if you can't make them.
Right.
That will impact the end of your life.
Right.
And it's the, to me, the single most important document
totally
in the entire
agree.
Plan.
I totally agree.
Mary, it's always lovely talking to you.
Thank you, Sherry.
Again, I can't say enough wonderful. You're one of my dearest friends. I'm just going to get that out there. In case you all couldn't tell, I love Mary.
We're just
Mary.
Two peas in a pod, if
we
you don't know already.
We are two peas in a pod. And I love sharing the pod with you.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we may just continue this conversation
okay.
and talk about some more things. Ventura Townhouse comes on in, we'll give them a little chat too. All right.
Sounds great.
Well, I was sitting, waiting, wishing you believed in superstitions. Then maybe you'd see the signs.
The Ventura County Healthcare Agency is proud to provide quality, cost-effective, culturally sensitive healthcare for all of Ventura County. In addition to Ventura County Healthcare Agency's two hospitals, Ventura County Medical Center and Santa Paula Hospital, the agency has 26 ambulatory care and specialty clinics, and the Ventura County Healthcare Agency provides services to every community of our county. In addition to the 50 community-based service locations, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers home visits and comprehensive care. Dedicated to education, prevention, specialty mental health, and acute care services, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency strives to ensure the health and well-being of all Ventura County residents, so you and your family can be well. For more information about all of the services the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers, call 677-5272. That's 677-5272. The Ventura County Healthcare Agency, 677-5272.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Hi, this is Sherry Kerman of Norman Dowler, the law firm you can trust to get it right.
proudly representing the people of Ventura County honestly, ethically, and with great integrity for over 50 years. Norman Dowler is among the preeminent law firms in Ventura County and has a team of dedicated professionals who consistently exceed the expectations of our clients. Legal matters are no laughing matter. When you're faced with a legal crisis, you want the best representation. Norman Dowler, 654-0911 or visit normandowler.com.
Tucked away in the heart of Ventura lies a beautiful senior community called the Ventura Townhouse. As the oldest senior community in Ventura, we are proud to serve our active seniors. Located on 12 acres of wonderful park-like grounds, the Ventura Townhouse is centrally located, close to restaurants, museums, beaches, and our local community college. The staff at Ventura Townhouse is available and willing to assist you with your daily endeavors. We look forward to treating you to a free lunch during your tour to see for yourself the beauty of the Ventura Townhouse.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
And now back to Gray Matters with your host, Sherry Kerman of Norman Dowler.
And welcome back. This is Sherry again here with
Mary Shay.
It's the Sherry and Mary show today.
That's right.
Boy, it always goes so fast, Mary, when we're together, whether we're having coffee or talking shop. Although usually we're talking shop while we're having coffee.
That's true. We do. It's kind of our passion, isn't
both
it?
Yeah, it is. We both love what we do so much, which is good because life is too short.
Right.
Life is too short otherwise. We are now in the studio with Kim Bryan of the Ventura Townhouse, one of our new sponsors. Welcome to the show today and welcome to the show in general. We're so
thrilled
to have you
here. Thank you very much. Happy to be here today.
Thank you. That's great. And so this is your first time here. So we thought it would be a great opportunity for you to just kind of tell us a little bit about the townhouse, about the other facilities that are part of it, and all of that.
Okay. Well, it's a beautiful facility. It's located on 12 and a half acres in Ventura between Santa Barbara and LA. And it has a capacity for 283 rooms. We're a licensed assisted living facility, and it's on beautiful grounds. It has a fitness trail that you can walk on.
Ooh, I like that.
It's very nice. And then we have a full fitness gym, and we have a trainer who's on staff there who does a personalized training program to fit your needs.
Okay.
And, you know, along with the doctor.
Right.
And that's Frank, Mr. Fitness.
Frank
Jackson.
Fitness.
Yes.
Mr. Fitness,
terrific.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's just such a nice home environment. We have cottages on the ground, and then we have our seven-story towers.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is it's all licensed for an assisted living facility, but they can live independently.
Okay.
Or they can have assisted living as much as they...
So they don't have to, if they come in independent living, if somebody comes to the townhouse as independent living and then gets to a point where they need assisted living, they don't have to move to another place.
No.
Okay. They can stay right in their apartment.
Right. If they're in the cottages and maybe they need help with their bathing or dressing, you know, we can provide AM or PM care. We can provide escorts if they, you know, might have a little bit of cognitive impairment.
Right.
We can escort them to and from their meals.
What would you say the ratio is between independent and assisted there? Am I asking tough questions?
No, I think it's about 50-50.
Is it okay?
Yeah, I think there's about 50% that are independent, and then probably about 50% of our population has some level of assistance. And then we do have our first floor, which is full assisted. Everything's included. And then that's on our first floor.
And if you're in the cottages or these other places, can you, you mentioned help getting to the meals. So do you need to be eating meals
in the
dining room?
Yeah, well, we encourage that.
Okay,
but,
so
I mean, they
no
have
kitchen.
The right. They have the right to... You know, not to choose not to come in. But
right.
We encourage that just for socialization.
Is there a kitchen, though, in the cottages?
Yes, they have a small, well, kind of a medium-sized kitchen.
Okay.
It depends on the size of your room.
Sure.
And, you know, it's a full kitchen.
Okay.
So they
what
can
about the
cook
apartments,
their,
too?
The apartments do also.
Okay.
Yeah, we have studio one and two-bedroom apartments.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so it just,
you and know, the cottages are how many bedrooms?
We have two and one bedroom.
Okay.
And then they have a patio, fenced-in patio.
When they are in a cottage.
Correct.
So very
what
nice.
What are some of the levels of assistance that you provide? Because I know, you know, as people age, they need different type of help as they age. So what do you provide?
We provide, like I said, help with their ADLs, you know, daily living.
Activities of daily living. That's the ADL. Yes. I know. I forget all the time, too. It's really funny when I go out and I talk my senior care community speak, and my family looks at me like, what are all these initials?
What are you saying?
Well, especially when I talk about the AAA, and they're like, the automobile club? What? And I'm like, no, the area agent, the AAA, right, the area agency on aging. What? You know?
Right.
So you have to remember. We all have to remember.
Right. They can have assistance. You know, they can pay for certain services, and that can include, you know, bathing, assistance with bathing as often as they need that. You know, AM care, we call, if they need someone to help them get up, get out of bed, get dressed, you know, and then probably have their bath at that time, get them down to the dining room for breakfast. And then they can have, like I said, the escort service.
There's a whole plethora of them.
What about cleaning, like helping
them clean their apartment? They have laundry. It's included in their rent once a week. But
no matter what?
No matter.
Okay. I mean, Oh, somebody's shaking their head.
Let's get the administrator, Katie Burns.
Hi, Katie, the administrator.
Hi, how are you? we have bathing. We can add that service, but we also have a free use of laundry facilities located throughout the property, so they can do it themselves if they wish to.
Okay.
And it doesn't cost them anything. They just supply the labor.
The labor, the hefting of the laundry. Yeah.
And we're one of the few facilities that does have a licensed social worker there.
All the time?
Which is my friend here, Kim.
Oh, that's
Brian.
Great.
Yes. So
are you working with the residents and their families?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we'll provide sit down, you know, counseling. I'm not a counselor, but sit down if they have a problem, or we might need to talk to them about higher level of care.
Okay.
Sometimes the families ask if I can go with a resident to a doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. You know, they're nervous.
Okay.
Or it's something, chemotherapy.
And will you do that?
I will accompany them. Yes.
Wow, that's
no charge.
Great. Oh, that's
just for support.
That's great.
Right.
What about medication administration to provide that as well, if that's needed?
Yes, we do with the charge.
Okay. Which makes sense
right,
because it's a higher level of service, but it's there.
What would be the highest level of assistance that you could take before you say, okay, you really need skilled nursing? I mean, just so people out there could kind of get an idea.
Well, they have to be able to self-transfer, like to and from the toilet, to and from their bed.
Okay.
And then be able to walk out. If they're in a cottage, they must be able to walk out their front door for safety reasons if there was a fire or an earthquake.
Okay.
And then if they're on the seventh floor, they have to be able to or on any of the floors, they have to be able to descend the stairs. And we do a fire drill with each floor twice a year.
So they're going up and down, making
just down. We just
down.
Make them go down.
Just down. Okay. And that makes sense. And so if you find someone who's having trouble getting down, then you can address with them that perhaps they need to be on a different floor.
We would have a meeting, with them. If they're, or family, we'd have a group meeting and just discuss, it looks like you need to maybe come down to the first floor.
Okay.
Or if maybe they're on the seventh floor, the second floor, they're
able
to descend two flights.
Right.
So that might be okay. So we would just sit down and talk about options. If they needed all services.
Right.
And they were getting, more forgetful, that would be the time we would maybe look at. They did need possibly the skilled, they're incontinent, they have dementia, no longer mild cognitive impairment.
Right.
So we would discuss that with families, and then I'm there to help assist them to find placement.
There is a skilled nursing facility that's connected to the townhouse, is
correct.
That correct?
At the front of our property.
The Venturin. Is that the, no.
The Venturin, Turin. Yes.
The Venturin. So there's the Ventura townhouse and the Venturin. And the Venturin is the skilled nursing facility. So they might, which is nice because you can still stay within that same community. You're still staying on the same umbrella, but you're just moving to the skilled nursing facility.
Correct. And then we make it a priority if one of our residents goes out to the hospital, they're our first priority of a bed at our facility.
Perfect.
We'll take them first.
Okay.
If we only have one bed,
they get the bed, and so they may get it, and they may not need it. They may only need it short term.
Correct.
They may get to a point where they can go back to their to the townhouse.
And then if they need further, like physical therapy. Mm-hmm. They've had it. They're being discharged from there and come back. That we also, from the skilled, they'll come over and pick up the resident and take them over there for continued therapy.
Okay.
So they escort them back and forth.
Perfect,
so.
Perfect. And where are you located so that everyone knows?
4900 Telegraph Road in Ventura, right across from Ventura College.
Right. I was just going to say.
Now, does the Venturan provide any Medi-Cal beds for low-income individuals?
No, we do not. Okay. It's private pay or your insurance.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. It's hard to find out there.
So it is.
Everybody's always wondering.
Yeah, everyone's wondering, so it's good to know. It's good information. Yeah. And if they needed to reach you on the phone, how might they call you?
At 805-642-3263.
3263. Yes. Okay, and I know you're on the website as well, and we have that certainly you're, as a sponsor, your logo is up on our website with a link to your website, but why don't you give it to me also just in case for our listeners on the radio. I think I remember it. It's VTA for you.
For you.
VTA
H for you.
Okay.
.com.
VTAH. Number 4, the letter U.com. Okay. And that will also be posted for sure at graymattersradio.com. We like to get all of the information up there. We've got about 1 minute left, ladies. What final parting words would you like to leave us with today?
I just think it's a wonderful place to work and a wonderful place for the residents. It's really a home, very home environment. Mm-hmm. We take pride in getting to know each resident's name, their family.
Sure.
And they really look out for each other. So
what about socialization and social activities for the residents?
We have a 2 full-time and 1 part-time activities directors at our facility. Mm-hmm. And then they do a lot of planned excursions during the week. Every Wednesday they take a trip somewhere, which is terrific, to museums, to Santa Barbara shopping.
That's perfect.
That's great.
And if somebody has a pet, I don't know why that just came to my head, but also I'm like, can you bring your dog?
You can bring, if you live in the cottages, you may have a small dog or a cat.
Okay.
In the towers, it's no pets.
Okay. Okay. But in the cottage, you can bring Fluffy.
And that's important.
How many cottages are there?
There are, give me a sec.
90,
I think.
I think about 90.
Okay, that's great.
It's a large facility. Okay. It's a large. Thank you both, ladies, so much for coming in today and speaking with us for a few minutes. Mary, thank you for spending this hour with
fun,
me.
Sherry.
It was
Thanks
too
for
fast.
The invite.
I know.
It went fast.
It always goes fast. But there we have it.
A lot to talk about.
So I hope everyone enjoyed the show out there today. We sure had a lot of fun in here. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We will see you next week for more Gray Matters. And this is Sherry Kerman signing off. Thanks.
Take care, everyone.
Thank you.